Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today, our elders have notified us that we have a discussion to make, so I hope I can make it short so that we move on to part two. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to please close your eyes and commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, I pray, and I'm committing myself into your hands. Holy Spirit, there's nothing in me. I commit myself into your hands that you will speak to your people through me. Glorify yourself in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today I want us to discuss something about dealing with temptation. It's about the quotation we just read, dealing with temptation. And before I go on, I will ask a question if someone can help me. What is temptation? If we say temptation, what can you tell me about it? Boys and girls, men and women. Temptation, definition of temptation. Are we here?
Yes.
Let me see your hand if you are here. Wave. Oh, some of us are not here. Let me know. Yes, temptation. Who can help me? Oh, an Abrafini mode. What is temptation in the Netherlands?
Verleiden.
Okay, temptation or verleiden. Give it to me. You can explain yourself in Dutch, in English, in Cree. God understands all language. So who can help me? The slightest idea. Yes, Dennis. You are smiling to me, so you have something
it's,
for me.
It's a desire to do something which is not from a good ground.
Amen.
Amen.
Exactly what I have here. A desire to do something which is actually not allowed to do. So there are some things that personally you wish. You have a strong desire. This one I want to have it. I want to do it. But you also know at the back of your head that there is a magnet. You know, but it's like you have an edge. It pushes you.
Do it, do it, do it.
Amen.
Amen.
So that is what I want to talk about today, dealing with temptation. And hallelujah.
Amen.
So dealing with temptation, what is the difference between test and temptation before I go on? Normally you treat it as one word. But thank God in English we can separate these two words. Test, temptation. Is there a difference in it? Are we here? Test, temptation. Is it the same? Or is it a difference in it? Can you please explain it to me? Difference between test and temptation. Then we move on. I need to know about one. Who can help me?
Yes.
As a year,
Hallelujah.
I believe my definition, my opinion, test is like you are testing yourself, like something will work or it will not work. I'm testing myself. Maybe let me test that. I wanted to give an example, but like see it like you want to do, you see something and you are testing yourself, like am I strong enough to overcome this? So you will test yourself.
It's like a check. You're checking.
Yeah, you are checking yourself, like am I a big motivator to do. And temptation is like you attempt to do something that is wrong. So the test is good or bad, but I think my opinion is that temptation is like doing something wrong, doing someone pulling your legs to do something wrong or bad. Amen.
Amen. God bless you with a big message. Test is something that's to prove your ability. Yeah? To prove your ability to do something. So when we go to school, we do tests. To test your knowledge, to test your wisdom, to test your ability in doing something. So sometimes if you go to work, to apply for work, you sit, sometimes it is practical. You have to let them see how well you are, how much you can do. And sometimes it is just a speech. So they test your intellectual ability or something like that to see your standard in something, your knowledge about something. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
So that one is proving you to see how best you are, how good you are, how much you understand. Amen.
Amen.
And when we come to temptation and we bring it into a biblical point, it is something that you have a desire or urge to do it, but you are not allowed to do it. In other way, it is something that causes you to sin. Because doing something you are not allowed to do, according to the Bible, if you do it, you are sinning against God. So the temptation, I want to talk about it here, is something that pulls you into sin. Hallelujah. Let us read something from James chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. James 1, 13 and 14. Can someone read it for me?
James 1, 13.
Yeah, we want to know. Temptation is there, test is there. Does God tempt people?
James 1, 13 and 14.
Yes.
Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Amen.
Amen. Do we understand what he just read? Sometimes the temptation comes our way and we say, God allowed it. Because temptation is something that comes your way to pull you down, to let you fall. It never comes from God. So God does not tempt, but God tests. Do you understand the difference here? Temptation never comes from God. God tests his people, how far you are. He tests you, your ability in faith. And the devil comes to tempt you, for you to fall. So God tests, God does not tempt. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then we will come back to what we read about the temptation of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to this earth to lay example. So at a point in time, Paul said, become imitators of me, even as I am of Christ. So he followed the footsteps of Jesus Christ. He saw him, he followed him, and he has also written something for us that, yeah, watch me and follow me. So Jesus himself was tempted by the devil. So here, it doesn't matter who you are in terms of temptation. Young, old, big, small, rich, poor. When we come into Christianity, it doesn't matter, pastor, apostle, Jesus himself was tempted. We know in our church, some of apostles were tempted. Apostle who is married, someone came to apostle that he had marital problems. And before they knew, the apostle himself is having an affair with somebody's wife. That is temptation. So it comes on everyone. It doesn't matter. But the Bible also tells us that we have to be aware. We have to be vigilant. Be because temptation is there. Hallelujah. The Bible we just read, it is long, so if you all understand, because of time factor, I will just go on without reading it again. Yeah. And the story is about Jesus being tempted. The Bible says after 40 days, Jesus was fasted for 40 days. And when he was finished, the devil tempted him. How many of you has fasted here for 6 to 6 before? A day fasting. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You have a lot. And more than one day? Amen. Amen. Not that you break, oh. You just continue. Amen. If you have done it before, you will know how Jesus was feeling at that moment. From 6 to 6, you become weak. You are hungry. And this one, he went 40 days. 40 days without food on the desert. And do we know how the desert is? It is dry. You get thirsty. You get weak. For 40 days, the Bible says the devil brought him onto the desert. And during that fasting, I think it is not only me who have the same this, that if you are fasting and at the almost time to finish, all kinds of food started flashing your mind. Food that you are not normally preparing to eat start flashing. Sometimes you even have the aroma in your nose. I don't know, sometimes I face that. Yes, thank you. So before you know, if you are not strong, you will eat. I have it sometimes. So you can imagine after 40 days and 40 nights fasting, not breaking, you are hungry, all kinds of food flashing into your head and here and there. There is no food on the desert, but maybe the aroma of food was also in his nose. And then the devil came to him. He knows that God can do everything. He knows. And then he said, why don't you let these stones turn into bread for you to eat? He came at the moment when he was hungry. The same comes into our lives. If you are not a thief, the devil will never come and tempt you to steal. You sit with someone in a tram, and the person left his wallet. Meanwhile, you have seen there is money in it. He left it, and then the person went and said, hallelujah. You have seen that that belongs to somebody. You need the money, so you will even thank God for it, whilst the devil is tempting you to steal. One, you know the owner. If you don't know the owner, sometimes they are purchasing that you can see, you can bring it to the police. But still you said, oh, it is something that, yeah, I just saw, so it's mine. In other words, something that comes into your way to tempt you is enticing. Yeah, it is something that if you are not careful, you will get easily attracted to it. So in the time that you need money, and if you have the ability to steal, the devil will make a way for you to have that money. And you will also have it, but you know it is not right. That's why we are talking about temptation. As young people, maybe you are in a class with someone that you are already hachi-hachi, or you have feelings for the person. Yeah, that is what the children says. One time you just rub your hands in the hair, and before you know, you are alone there, you want to sit on his lap. What do you have to do? At that moment, you have to stop it. You will be sitting there, challenge, before you know you have done it. Hallelujah. Temptation. The devil knows that the feeling is there. So when the opportunity comes, he will just rush in and tempt you to do things that you are not supposed to do. Amen.
Amen.
If you are someone that you easily talk, pa, 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 before you know, Concorsa, you have done it a lot. Temptation. This one, I will set myself an example. Yeah, I have some. We are women. When now men also come concern. But women do it most. When I was in school, I went to girls' school. And if you see a group of girls, it's like a motto we used to say, where two or three women are gathered, there reigns concern. We always say it, then we go. So telephone is cheap here. You take telephone, before you know, you have said something that you shouldn't have said. Before you know, you have already committed what you are not supposed to do. So it came to a point of time, I decided people who I talk too much with, I have to reduce the way I talk with them. That is one. And two, if it gets worse, I stop communicating with you at all. So if I need you, I need to tell you something. I call, I make sure I make it point, 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 and then I'm finished. Oh, this is why I call you, so we will meet. Bye-bye. Because if you continue, you have said what you wanted to say, but you go on, and before you know, you start talking about Akosua. From Akosua to Gifty, from Gifty to Amma, from this one to that, you waste your time, you waste your money, you waste your energy to even sing. It is easy, it is enticing to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Dealing with temptation. So when the devil went to Jesus, Jesus also replied him with the word of God. So he said, you can turn these stones into bread for you to eat. At the moment that he was hungry, and he replied him that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out from the mouth of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In that moment, he tempted Jesus three times. Now we are young people here. There are a lot in the world. Technology, dressing, here, there. If we are not careful, we will do things that we are not supposed to do. Hallelujah. A lot of so the devil brought Jesus into a mountain. He said, cast your eyes down. See how beautiful this is. It is all mine. If you will bow down a little, I will give all to you is mine. And the devil has also the world. A lot of beautiful things, especially for we the ladies. A lot of beautiful things that we wish to have, the desire to have, is so much that you don't even have rest in your body. You don't have rest in your soul. I want this, I want that, I want this. I want every week, every new thing comes. And before you know, your mind and your heart is occupied with worldly things that you even forgot about your God. May God have mercy upon us.
Amen.
That we will think about things that are not perishing. We will prepare our things that are in heaven. We will not go so much about worldly things, because they are all things that are very beautiful. It is pleasing to the eyes. And every woman wants to look shiny. You want to be beautiful. You want it all. So you want to have it all. But in the end, ask yourself, is it beneficial? Is it important? What if you acquire all this and you lose your soul? What good will it make you? Dealing with temptation. So it will come. The devil tempted Jesus. Jesus of all, he was tempted. So you and I, it is easy for him to come. He will come also at the appropriate time. That if you are not careful, you will fall in it. And something with temptation, sometimes you fall in it, and it is so deep that you cannot easily come out. I know a boy. He was doing very good in the church. He became a deacon. The new member came. And yeah, follow up here and there, rest, go there, pray, and all that kind of things. And the girl was attracted to the boy. So he started, she started. And then the boy also with the feelings, he fall for her. And then he told the elder, that said, yeah, go it easy because she just came in, the roster. But hey, he's a man, and things are knocking things. It is burning in him. So he said, okay, why not try? Just one falling, just one temptation that came into his way. He's now no, you cannot find him anymore in the church. He's gone. The last time I saw him, he has earrings, and he has plaited the hair very nicely with his baby boy. Say, yeah, I have a child. Probably, you can fall so deep that if God is not on your side, you will die in your sin. May God have mercy upon us.
Amen.
But we have to be vigilant with temptation. Don't play with it. If it comes your way, I pray that the Holy Spirit will grow in us, will let us be aware. The Bible says we should be as vigilant as the serpent. Let us be aware, our eyes widely open about all the things in the world, so that if temptation comes on our way, we will be able to withstand it as Jesus did. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whilst I'm bringing my message to an end, because I shouldn't keep too long here, I would like to bring my message to an end, and I would like us to read from Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. If someone can read it for me. Matthew 26, 41. Can someone help me? Amen. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. So this is an advice from Jesus Christ. So watch and pray. Watch, meaning be vigilant, be wise, be attentive, be careful, know your word. I mean the word of God. Because Jesus was able to defeat the devil with the word of God. He always said, it is written, it is written, it is written. Knowing the word of God will also help you to overcome temptation. Pray. Pray without ceasing also help you. Because the spirit in you grows from grace to grace. And with that, if it falls on your lap, sometimes because we are far away from this earth, the spirit is quenched in us. We don't hear the voice of the spirit. But the spirit that the Lord has given unto us, that is in you, that dwells in you, it has a purpose. It teaches you. It rebukes you. It shows you the way. It reminds you. It has a purpose. But if you quench it, it also needs food, that is the word of God. Pray, and then it grows in you. And if we keep that one away, if we keep ourselves away from the word of God and prayers, we quench the Holy Spirit in us. And then the voice becomes so still that you don't even recognize it. You don't hear it. This afternoon I pray that the Lord will help us, that the spirit in us will grow, it will overshadow what we have, the flesh that is in us, so that when the spirit speaks, when it rebukes, when it draws our attention, we will be attentive to it and we will be able to stand in times of temptation. The passage that we read, the verse 13 says, the devil left Jesus and will come at the opportune time. So the temptation will not come once, and then you pass, and then you are free forever. Today it comes, tomorrow it comes, because your desire is there. Your desire to have a lot, your desire to do this, your desire to do that, it is always there. So when it is being more important in you, that is where the devil will also come to push it, and push it, and push it, and push it. I pray that the Holy Spirit indwelled in us will bring us from grace to grace, so that we will be able to stand in times of temptation and overcome all temptations. Amen.
Amen.